Marty, through the Ulster final, I'm sure you're delighted. You said during the week it was tough to prepare for it and get your homework done and keeping done with all that respect, but now you're there, I'm sure you're happy.
Over the moon, Michael, absolutely. We were under no illusions of the size of the task today. And listen, over the past number of years at under 20 level, Donegal have been at the top level in Ulster. You know, themselves and Tyrone have been down, have been, you know what I mean, the flag bearers and the standard setters. So we knew Donegal would bring the day. We knew well conditioned, seriously well organised, good side. We knew they would bring that challenge. Really delighted to have got through it. A lot of sticky patches during that game, now that we managed just to get over the line, so I'm happy with that.
It's rarely calm at Owen Beg. Windy day. Did you win the breeze out there today? Sorry, did you win the toss and elect the breeze?
Donegal won the toss. Mm. But ironically enough, if we won the toss, we were going to take the breeze, you know. Sometimes it can work for you, sometimes it doesn't. Against Fermanagh, it worked for us. Today, probably it didn't, but we weren't too perturbed because probably we felt the boys played well, a wee bit of nerves in the first half, and subconsciously probably they're thinking, God, this is a breeze, maybe a 6-7 point breeze, and we have to get more scores. And they did play within themselves, and they did play a wee bit with a handbrake on, and they attacked individually at times. And you know what, lads of this age, that can happen. We were quite happy getting them a 5 point lead at half time. We just knew that would suit us playing against the breeze, and we get our ball players out around the middle and keep possession and work the scores and attack in more numbers, as things we chat about at half time. And thankfully that's the way it transpired in the second half.
After half time, Charlie got a free. He took it on. It was stiff. He's lost. It dropped, and they got a point right away. But he's had a wee spell where he's probably put the game away. Matthew was involved in a couple of scores. Dan Higgins was involved in a great one. He won the kick out from Ben. So that wee spell probably won you the game.
I know, totally. Over the far side of the pitch there, definitely. And it was a case where we just played, showed serious maturity on the ball. And I mean, we waited our time, and we, you know, we attacked whenever the numbers were right. Instead of attacking into overloads in Donegal's favour, we worked the ball, that we were attacking in more numbers that were advantageous to us, and got the shooter into the right position and executed at that stage. So, you know, there's a wee bit of, as I say, maturity and a bit of class, that there's bucket loads of that in these boys. So, that definitely did. It seemed to sap the energy from Donegal at that stage, and then they brought back Gavin Lynch on to the edge of the square, so we just had to be aware of that aerial threat as well, and we just managed our way through that.
He came on in the minor game last year against us, if I can remember, and something
right.
similar.
That's
so
right. That's
Lee
right.
really hoovered up a breaking ball later on, so he sort of had the homework done, I suppose.
Oh no, definitely. We were definitely aware of the threat he would pose. On Lee, it was good to get Lee back, get half an hour's football into him. He hasn't trained a pile over the past while. You know what I mean? We're now at a position now where James Cribbin and Cian McGonigal for the next day will hopefully be, they'll be back. They're back from injury now, and they'll be available, and they'll be fit to push a training and more pressure. And that's exactly what we need. We want a really competitive environment now for these boys. You know, they all have to push now. There's the carrot there of an Ulster final and going to attack it at this stage. So, you know, we just spoke to them in there about that. You know, there's a line drawn under that game. It's now everybody here has to go and attack this, the preparation now for the next 2.5 weeks.
To win that game without Lachlan Murray and Owen McAvoy, who've played a lot of senior football, says a lot about your panel.
Oh, definitely, absolutely. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, they're two massive players. You know what I mean? They're two brilliant players, and they're so important to us, and they're so important, obviously, to the seniors. But that is what it is. That's the way football goes. You know what I mean? You have to deal with setbacks like that there, and you just, as I say, you just play from there. But I've frequently said about the strength of this panel and how we're really happy with that there. And, you know, there's lots of quality players didn't even see game time today, which just tells you about the strength and depth.
It's just a case of balancing boys like that and just keeping them right for, it's not easy. It's a very condensed calendar on every front. So as a manager, it's probably just a balancing act.
Listen, you know what I mean? You have to look after boys, and you know, the boys obviously have a senior championship next Saturday as well, so you do the right thing, you know. And but no, listen, 2.5 weeks now to an Ulster semi-final down in Monaghan. We haven't seen them, we know nothing about them, but we'll be back down to homework very soon now.
Frank Dawson left 5 minutes to go there, he was in the stand, so they'll do their homework, and I'm sure you'll go and do yours. So
yeah,
a final to look forward to, and I suppose after the years of development at minor level, to be in an under 20 final is progress. Maybe an age group or Derry haven't delivered a lot on.
Well, listen, to be honest, at the start of the year, whenever we sit down as a management team, you try and plot your course to an Ulster final. That's the first stage, you know. The first round of a championship is always a lottery. And then if you can get to an Ulster final, and we're in a position now, as I say, with 2.5 weeks where, you know, we can put everything into it and in terms of preparation, and hopefully with more boys back in the training field, I'll leave it a really competitive environment. And we're really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to these boys have played a lot of big games, so an Ulster final won't faze them, and you know what I mean, they'll relish the opportunity to attack it.